This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast, thanks to RSPCA. 20% off pet desexing at participating vets until August 31. Visit operationwanted.com.au. It's an RSPCA initiative.
Hey everyone, it's Luke, Libby and Dobbo. When have you injured yourself on a dance floor? An unbelievable story about a copper in the US doing that overnight. Dobbo has had dinner with a couple of bigwigs, including our immigration minister, Peter Dutton, and he got stiffed with the bill. He's going off his chops about that. And pigs are turning up at weird places on the Gold Coast. You won't believe this story that we've got for you. It all happens on the catch-up. It starts right now. One of the funniest stories in the past couple of days has to be this bloke, the off-duty copper in New York who was doing the backflip in the dance in the disco. Have you read about this?
I didn't, Luke. What happened?
Have you seen the video of this guy, Dobbo?
No, I haven't at all.
Oh, okay, sit back and enjoy a great story, Dobbo.
Get the popcorn.
Off-duty copper. And he's in the States somewhere and he's out having a big night. And you know it's a big night because this happens straight after midnight, which is when all of the good stuff happens. Mm. So the dance floor clears and the video is just awesome. He decides he's going to do a backflip. Okay. So he's pretty, obviously he's pretty sort of flexible and he's got, he's obviously a gymnast of some sort in his younger days. But he does one of those backflips where he goes over over backwards onto his hands and then flips onto his feet.
Like a backward handspring.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay, yep.
Anyway, when he goes over onto his the back of his hands, his pistol falls out. He's holding a gun, like his gun. He's got one of those concealed sort of, Lethal Weapon sort of deals. He's got one of those sort of holsters.
Is that legal?
Well, he was legally allowed to carry it, yeah, because he's a copper. Anyway, it falls out though, and it's loaded. And when his finger hits the trigger and he ends up shooting a guy.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the guy's okay.
What?
Yeah, he shot a bloke while he was doing a backflip. And
what a twit.
And he's a copper. He's a copper. And some poor bloke there was sitting there, Yahoo, and go, woo, woo, woo.
Standing up, stop.
Woo. Awesome, mate. You're a legend.
In the inner circle.
Do a backflip.
Everyone's just around him going, woo.
Do the backflip, mate. Then back. He gets shot in the leg. Non-threatening injury, so you're able to have a good laugh at it.
Yeah.
But old mate now is getting hauled between all of his superior officers. He's going to lose his job, obviously, because
Why?
I don't understand, though. He's out on the drink after midnight in a nightclub. Why does he need to have his gun on him?
Well, it's America.
He's an undercover copper. Yeah. He was an undercover copper.
Yep.
And he was there trying to do a big bust on something, so he was undercover, and part of that was
he ended up busting himself.
Yeah. I tell you what, it's not the first injury that's occurred on a dance floor. We've seen plenty just in our time. Remember last year, sometime, Dobbo, we were sitting here, we're doing the show, and in walks our producer Danny.
Yeah,
and she waltzes in. She's on crutches.
Oh, that's right.
Her leg is plastered up above the knee, and we go, "What have you been doing?" And she went, "Oh, I was doing the moonwalk."
Yeah,
not a very drunk, successful one.
And tripped over a chair.
Yeah, she tripped over a chair.
I've carved up many a dance floors in my time. Mm. And I actually, Hotel LA one night in Caxton Street, slipped on the dance floor and broke my wrist. At the time, I didn't know it was broken. I just knew that I'd done some sort of, serious damage. And I wasn't actually drinking that night. I'd driven myself in. And at the time, I was driving one of Corey's cars. And it was an old XY Falcon. And it had no power steering in it. And it had a column shift on the stick, And I ended up having to drive myself to the hospital with one arm, power steering. Because Corey was in Origin camp at the time. It was about this time, 15, 14 years ago. And I ended up having a broken arm.
Yeah. Well, I've done that. I was on the dance floor at Melba's. This is in the mid-90s.
After a fishbowl.
Now, I don't know if I'd done a fishbowl at that stage.
That was still to come.
I was pulling off.
That causes a lot of injury.
I was pulling off the old... Remember the electric break dancing, right? Like a wave?
Like a robot.
Dislocated my shoulder doing a wave.
You do have shoulders like a rattlesnake, though.
Night over. You done any dance floor injuries, Dobbo?
Hang on. No, never, because I can't dance. I've done plenty doing other things, but I've never, ever had a dance floor injury as such. pretty much because I can't dance. Mm. So I don't even attempt it.
Oh, Dobbo, mate, I reckon you a couple of Bundaberg rums, mate. You're four Bundaberg rums away from being Michael Jackson. That's what I've always
after
said.
After Origin tomorrow night, I reckon.
Hey, give us a call. I reckon there's been plenty, mate. Dance floors have been invented to keep hospitals busy. That's a little thing that no one knows.
Yeah.
If you've got one, if you've had a dance floor injury, hit the phones and we'll take your stories coming up next.
It was all happening at Denver's Mile High Bar just after midnight. And it turned into one of those anything you can do, I can do better types of nights. Enter this man, cutting loose, but something else is loose, his handgun. Over he goes, and off it goes.
Just have a party shot, says inside the bar, party shot in the leg. Mile High Spirits are saying the gun went off from someone's pocket.
He's allowed to have the gun, seeing he's a special agent with the FBI. He's licensed to carry, but no doubt, as his bosses will be telling him, not while performing.
That was the story on the news last night. There's been a lot of injuries on the dance floor. Brownie's just given us a call. It's happened to you, mate. What's your go?
Mate, champion, I was down the Quest nightclub cutting up some tiles down there, bro. And
Cutting up some tiles.
Did a U-turn after cutting them up and then turn off the dance floor. And upon breaking my ankle.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Anyone who attempts to pull off Usher's U-turn is bound to go down.
It was back in 2003, mate. It was pre-Usher time, too.
Was it?
Nah, that's where he got it from,
he's
Brownie.
He's the OG.
Brownie, that's where Usher got it from, mate. He saw what you were doing at the Quest nightclub, and he thought, you know what? I'm going to steal that. And fair dinkum, mate, you're owed a share of his profits as far as I'm concerned. In fact, I've seen some footage of what Brownie did that night at Quest nightclub when he was tearing up the tiles, and I'm not even sure it's legal in several states of Australia. I mean, he was pulling out some real hardcore underground moves. Good on you, Brownie. You're a legend, mate, and it was worth breaking your ankle because, mate, the display you put on was sensational.
Don from Acacia Ridge, tell us, what's the dance floor injury, mate? Who was it?
That was my wife's sister's boyfriend at our wedding, and I just stepped outside. I walked back inside, and there's blood all over the dance floor, and he's sitting there holding his face in his arm, and I'm thinking, oh no, one of my rellies has punched on with him. No, he was just doing a handstand on the dance floor and slipped and drove his face into the dance floor.
Oh, face planted it. If only he had gone from the handstand into like one of those dolphin caterpillar dives, he could have pulled it off.
If only.
I just like the fact that Don's first thought was that one of his rallies had punched him. Like, you know, that's you're obviously coming from good stock there.
Bring back the biff.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be a wedding unless that was a threat, eh?
Got to be a punch on in a wedding.
Hey, Jeff from Bribey Island, is this you that got injured? Was it, mate?
It was me that got injured. I was about 1 o'clock in the morning in the valley as a younger lad, and decided I'd attempt the worm, and broke my nose.
Oh. Whoops-a-daisy.
Looked a bit more like a dead slug on the floor, actually.
Dead slug. You know, that's so funny. I reckon at the emergency section at the hospitals, past sort of 1:30 in the morning, when someone comes in, you know, all bruised and battered, they just go, was it a fight or were you doing the worm?
Oh, wait, it's just Jeff. He's back again.
Jeff's back.
There's been plenty of people. Plenty of people have done injuries doing the worm. It's just like a common. Yeah. It should be banned because of the simple reason people get hurt. Last night, Caelan Ponga was called into the Origin side. We're out at the airport till around about 10 o'clock. We get back. We're staying at the Park Hyatt where the Queensland Origin team is staying. And the immigration minister, Peter Dutton, was actually here, staying here. He had something on at Melbourne. I ran into him in the foyer. He said, would you like a drink? I said, look, I've got Tim Arvia from Channel 9, two cameramen, Peter Bedell from the Courier Mail, myself.
Name drops.
Hang on anyway, a second. Wait a second before you go on. Do you know Peter Dutton?
I met Peter Dutton last night, yesterday, for the first time ever. So, no, I would not say that I know him. I think I do know him now after the events that have occurred over the last
couple
of
hours. Is this part of your
political
campaign for Ipswich Mayor, Dobbo?
Yeah, well, I did mention that, and he told me, I've got a lot of work to do if I'm ever going to be.
That's pretty cool. Like, you just run into the guy yesterday and you meet him for the first time, and then last night he's asking you out on a date. You know,
yeah, well, it's not bad.
How did KG feel about this?
KG just stayed here. Yeah, she wasn't overly happy. But anyway, we go to the bar called the Rady Bar at the Park Height. And there's there. And everybody's buying drinks. I had a rum and coke. Peter Dutton was drinking vodka and soda. Tim Arvia was drinking cognac. A couple of the cameramen are drinking beers. Peter Bedell had a glass of red wine. Joel Gould from the NRL. So everybody's having a... They got a bowl of fries. They got a fruit platter. Everything. Right. Anyway, the cameramen get up. They go, "We're going to bed." I said, "No dramas. Good night. We'll see you in the morning." Bedell stays there. He's there talking to me. He has a couple more drinks. He goes, "See you later." Mate, Peter Dutton goes, "Dob, great seeing you. No dramas." And they go, and I'm just talking. I get up. As I'm walking out, the bloke goes, "Sir, hello." I said, "Yeah." He goes, "Mate, the bill, you need to fix up the bill." I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "It's all been booked to your room, 733. I said, "You're kidding me." He said, "No, it's all gone to your room." And I said, "Just run off the bill and tell me how much it is." $263.
Oh, fair dinkum.
I know, but it's a disgrace.
Was everyone in on it other than you, Dobbo, or something?
No, they just said, well, I spoke to my cameraman this morning. I'm doing it down here with Channel 9, Aaron Gouchy. He goes, "Mate, there's an unwritten rule. You look after your cameraman." I said, "Yeah, mate, but a $24 fruit platter." I said, "I'll go to Queen." Okay. A fruit platter for $24.
We've got the bill here. Now, there's $72 in Bundaberg rum.
That's Dobbo.
There's Bombay Sapphires, whatever they
are. That's gin.
Yeah, gin.
Okay, all right. You're right. A $24 fruit platter. Who ordered the fruit platter in the middle of an absolute, you know, drinking sort of session ahead of State of Origin? Who got into the fruit platter, Dobbo?
Yeah, Aaron Gouchy, one of the cameramen, he decided it was Christmas time and
wanted to cleanse
filthy.
The palate.
I was more filthy about the Glenfiddich on the rocks at $11. Like, I'm happy to
here's
take
one,
responsibility.
Dobbo. Someone I'd got a Pinot Noir. Whatever
that
Pinot
is. Pinot Noir, that's wine. That's Peter Bedell, chief league writer for the crew.
$17
class of
wine.
Class
of wine. Are you joking?
I know.
So
I
did
know.
You have to fix it up or are you going back?
I paid the lot and I said to them all this morning, I've even texted Peter Dutton and said, "Thanks so much, mate. Minister of Immigration." You'd think a politician, surely he'd be able to write it off somewhere and have an expense account.
Fair dinkum. And you know what? Actually, we've heard from Minister Dutton's office this afternoon and they said, if you whinge about it, you'll be doing it from Manus Island. So read into that what you will, Dobbo.
Hey, 13:27:10. If you want to get involved in today's ridiculous game show, does the Origin player know the answer? Give us a call. We're going to do it next. That receipt, by the way, if you want to check it out for yourself, is on our Instagram. Just search for Luke, Libby and Dobbo.
Well, you may have seen these photos doing the rounds on social media today. I got a laugh out of it when I saw it, and I can't wait to find out what the story is. But two pigs, like fully grown sort of big boppers. Yeah, there they are.
The big pink ones.
Yeah, two massive pigs turned up today at the Keltec Servo at Upper Coomera earlier this morning. And now I notice that they're going to be done on all the news services. Like, there's a fair dinkum story here, and it begs the question, how the bloody hell did they arrive there? And we're going to get to the bottom of it now because Trent Bunn is the owner of the Keltecs at Upper Coomera and he joins us right now. Hey, mate, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So what happened, mate? How the hell did these two pigs rock up at your joint this morning?
Well, I actually got the phone call, I think about 2:30 in the morning, two pigs on our forecourt. And yeah, it took a little bit to wake up and really work out what was going on. But yeah, that was it. So I got to the servo at about 4:30 and that's just before all our tradies get there. And here they are, just sitting in front of the shop door.
Couldn't resist the smell of KFC in the morning.
Yeah, the tradies love bacon. You know, there was every possibility things could get very ugly if somebody didn't take control.
Because, Trent, the photo we've seen, mate, is them just rolling around in your garden there at the, you know, like at the servo. So did they hang around for a couple of hours, these pigs?
Oh, I got there at 4:30. They'd already been there a couple of hours, and they didn't leave until 10 o'clock.
They were happy as pigs in topsoil.
They were happy as pigs at a servo. And what were they doing? Well, whose pigs are they, and how did they end up at your joint?
There's actually a tiny bit of rural land just near where they built the new Coles across the road from us. They actually came from behind that Coles supermarket. So it's a good kilometre, yeah.
They've gone a kilometre.
At least.
And they've had to dodge a bit of traffic on the way through. So, like, they've played a bit of Russian roulette all the way to get to the service station.
Well, they've passed a massive shopping centre. They've crossed Old Coach Road, which luckily at 2 a.m. in the morning wasn't that busy. And then they've ended up in the car wash next door to us, where apparently they scared a bloke washing his car.
And, a field day.
He's come and brought a couple of apples off us to feed them apples on our forecourt, and that's where they stayed.
So have they been returned safe and sound home to their owner?
Well, yeah, look, the gentleman who owns them actually was watching social media and picked up on it, and he came down just as the council got there. And, yeah, look, he was the bloke that people might have seen falling over in the garden.
Oh,
so.
Far out. We've seen it. Channel 9 have been promoing it all afternoon. Old mate tries to, they try to harness him in, but the pigs are having none of it. They love your place. They want to move in.
They're such a strong animal. I've got a new respect for pigs. They've got a lot of power behind them. It took five of us to just hold him down, and that was after he'd been running around for half an hour, so he was out of energy. But, yeah, they're really powerful.
Oh, unreal. I mean, what a great Gold Coast story. Hey, Trent, thanks so much for joining us, the Savo, mate, and we'll see you tonight on the news, no doubt, but appreciate the yarn, mate. Thanks a lot.
No worries. Good to talk to you.
Thanks for checking out our catch-up podcast. Thanks to RSPCA. 20% off pet desexing at participating vets until August 31. Visit operationwanted.com.au for details. An RSPCA initiative. You can catch us, The Rush Hour, weekdays from 3 on Triple M and Gold 92.5.